Hello, saints of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Reverend Daniel Hawthorne of Redemption Ground Bible Church, where Jesus is Lord and the truth makes us free. We are coming to you from KTTP 1110 on your AM dial. Brothers and sisters, I am not called by man or some religious denomination to preach, but I am a servant of God called to be a soldier of the cross of Christ by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who has raised Christ from the dead. And I am commissioned and empowered by the Holy Spirit to call the Church of Jesus Christ back to the faith in the cross through the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom, which is the message of the cross. Simply stated, that we have to die by the faith in order for Christ to live. This is the only faith the Church of Jesus Christ has. Let us pray from 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that You, the very God of peace, would sanctify us wholly, and I pray, God, our whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I further pray that You would anoint me to speak forth Your oracles as the Holy Spirit gives the utterance, and that You would anoint the ears of the hearers to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. I pray that You would send forth faithful laborers to water the seed sown, and that He brings forth 30, 60, and 100-fold fruits of righteousness in Your kingdom to the praise and glory of God Almighty. And in the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan, from stealing the seed sown or sowing your tares. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, today, my beloved brothers and sisters, the Lord would have me to address the homosexual issue in our land. We had some homosexuals call the church and threaten us with violence if we did not stop preaching and passing out tracts against this deviant lifestyle. I told them to bring it on if they could. Can you imagine that? I started rejoicing and praising God when I hung up the phone, because the phone call let me know for a certainty that we are in the last of the last days. The Holy Spirit lets us know in Luke 17:28-30, that as it was in the days of Lot, the radical homosexuals that wanted to break down Lot's door to sodomize his guests, they did eat and drink, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. That is what God thinks of the sin of homosexuality. Even thus shall it be in the days when the Son of Man is revealed. Can you just imagine some fleas banding together to pass hate crimes legislation against a dog to try to stop the dog from scratching them off of his hide or biting them? Homosexuals can pass all the legislation they want. It is not going to change God's utter passionate hate for the homosexuals' abominable lifestyle. Hate is not the opposite of love. God is love, and yet He hates the sin of homosexuality. Hate is an emotion, and God gets emotional with His hate towards sin because of what it allows Satan to do to His highest creation of mankind. God hates sin with a passion because sin prevents God from fellowshipping with man. Love is the person of God, and more precisely, love is the action of that person to give His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, God made in the likeness of man, come in the flesh, to die on the cross to pay the price for all of mankind's sin. Indifference, not hate, is the opposite of love. And for me, as a child of God, to not tell the homosexuals of God's utter passionate hate for their lifestyle, and for me to not tell them of love, who was made flesh to die in their place to free them from their sin nature, is the highest crime in God's eyes. Worse than homosexuality. The homosexual that called the church said that he was in a church that had many homosexuals in it. And he proceeded to tell me of his delusions of how God approved of their lifestyle. All you homosexuals out there, listen to this servant of God. Going to church does not make you a child of God any more than standing in a garage makes you a car. You must be born again from above. And if you were born again, you would know your lifestyle is an abomination in His eyes. The only thing God approves about your lifestyle is your delusion. The Holy Spirit tells us in Romans 1:24 that God gave the homosexual up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Romans 1:25 goes on to say, they changed the truth of God, that He hates the abomination of homosexuality, into a lie that God approves of homosexuality, and they worshiped and served Satan. Romans 1:26 tells us that because the homosexual hates the truth of God and turns it into a lie that God gave them up to the vile affections. Mr. and Mrs. Homosexual, you say that God approves of your lifestyle. I say that you are a liar. And Satan, whom you serve, is your father. And according to Revelations 21 and 8 in the Holy Word of God, which you homosexuals despise and do not like to retain in your knowledge, it says that you will have your part in the lake of fire. Because the love of God dwells in me, I love homosexuals, and because I love them, I tell them what God thinks about their lifestyle as it is written in the Holy Word of God. In Leviticus 18:22, God calls the homosexual lifestyle an abomination. In Deuteronomy 23:17, God says there was to be no homosexual in all the Israelite camp. In Deuteronomy 23:18, God tells us that no money obtained from the wicked lifestyle of the homosexual was to enter the house of God or enter His treasury to pollute His holy offerings. In 1 Kings 14:24, God says He cast out the nations from the land before the children of Israel because there were homosexuals in the land. In 1 Corinthians 6 and 9, God tells us that the homosexual shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And in Leviticus 20:13, God tells us the penalty for the homosexual lifestyle is death. In the Old Testament, God, who is love, commanded that homosexuals be put to death. This is what God thinks about the homosexual lifestyle. And the homosexual does not like to retain this knowledge in their mind. My dear homosexual friend, I love you enough to tell you the truth, that God's law does not change. God did not do away with His law and His command to kill homosexuals in the New Testament. Jesus did not come to do away with the homosexual's penalty of death in the New Testament. But God loved the homosexual so much that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to fulfill the penalty of death on behalf of the homosexual. Mr. and Mrs. Homosexual, Jesus died in your place to pay your penalty of death. Romans 6:7 says that he that is dead is freed from sin. And Jesus offers you His death, paid for your sins in exchange for your life offered to Him as a sacrifice so that He can live His sinless life through you. The Holy Spirit declares to you, homosexuals, right now, from Romans 6:23, that the wages of your homosexual lifestyle is eternal death. But the gift of God presented to you today in the gospel of the kingdom is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you are tired of your homosexual lifestyle, then Jesus offers you His eternal life. But in order to receive His eternal life, you must first lose your life in a baptism of death with Jesus Christ on His cross by the faith. That is, you must believe that Christ died in your place to pay the price for your sins, repent of your sins today, receive His death for you as your own death, and then offer the risen Lord Jesus Christ your body to live in, confessing Him as Lord over your life, so that He can live in you and through you to do the Father's will on your behalf. If you will do this by faith, you can be born again. The old sin nature and the power of Satan over you and that homosexual lifestyle can be broken off of you through the death Jesus paid for you, and you will be a new creation created in Christ to serve God in holiness. And all of your past can be forgiven and washed away by the blood of the Lamb. Now I want to address the wretched, miserable, poor, and blind church that is in America, along with all of its hired shepherds, concerning this sin of homosexuality. All of the abominations listed in the Bible that command the death penalty are found in the church in America, along with every delusional doctrine of devils that changes the truth of God that we must lose our life in a baptism of death with Christ on the cross into a lie to support and justify their wicked religious lifestyles. Most churches in America are full of tares that think they are saved because they go to church. But they are nothing but leeches and parasites on the body of Christ, having never denied self or taken up their cross to follow Jesus. Their profession of faith and their hypocritical lifestyle declares that they do not have the life or love of God in them. Salvation is the life of the person of Jesus Christ indwelling the one who has given up their life in a baptism of death with Christ on His cross. There is no other way but the straight and narrow way. Jesus Christ is the house of God. Jesus Christ is the church of God. And we cannot come into Christ without a baptism of death. Romans 6:3. God will not share His life with you. Either you, the old Adam, will live, or Christ, the new Adam, will live. Both cannot live in the same house. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that homosexuality is a judgment against the church of any nation that has forgotten God and His one and only way of salvation in our death with Christ on His cross. Psalms 9:17 tells us that the nation that forgets God shall be turned into hell. Any nation is a reflection of the church in that nation. America's problem is not homosexual sinners. Sinners sin because they are sinners. That is what they do. Because they are slaves to Satan, they do not know God or any way out of their bondage. There are homosexuals in America because the whore in America that calls itself the church is full of spiritual homosexuals. The problem with America is in the people that call themselves by Christ's name that have been given over by God to a reprobate mind because they did not like to retain God's way of the cross in their thoughts. They cannot see the nations Jesus died for going to hell because they have no witness of Jesus' resurrection life within them. They do not pray for sinners because they are full of selfishness and not Christ. Brothers and sisters, selfishness is the mark of the beast. It is the very image of Satan. And this mark is all over the American church. America is the city Babylon of Revelation 17:18. Most churches in America are outwardly big and beautiful, but inwardly they are full of dead men's bones and demon-possessed preachers. Because of this, they are inflamed in their lust for the blessings of God, but they despise the commandments of God to deny self and take up their cross to crucify self with Christ on His cross. Rampant homosexuality has always been the final judgment on every civilization right before its total destruction by God. Brothers and sisters, America's time is running out. We are the most blessed nation on the earth, but we have squandered our wealth on self, like the prodigal son, and we have fully rejected the gospel of the kingdom that demands we deny self and take up our cross to follow Jesus. What good is all of your wealth if you lose your soul? In Genesis 18, Abraham interceded with God to spare Sodom. Please notice in this chapter that God's focus was on His righteousness, not on the sinner. God was looking for 10 righteous people that would receive the gospel of the kingdom and die self so that He could display the power of His Christ's eternal resurrection life through. Brothers and sisters, won't you lose your small self-life in a baptism of death so that Christ can give you His boundless eternal life? Won't you offer the resurrected Christ your life as a living sacrifice so He can display His resurrection power through you? My beloved brothers and sisters, if you do not have a burden for souls in prayer, I tell you the truth. The love and life of God does not dwell in you. Sinners are bound and fettered by Satan, and their captor will not let them go unless the church of Jesus Christ prays for them. And if we do not pray for them, their blood will be upon our heads, and we will lose our own souls. The Lord showed me that He is going to destroy America utterly with a nuclear holocaust from submarines, with tidal waves and a huge volcano in Wyoming. I cried for the souls I saw perishing and interceded with God like Abraham for 3 days. And the Lord showed me that there would not be one righteous in America at the time of those destructions. Like the days of Lot, so shall it be at the coming of the Lord. Examine yourself and see if you be in the faith. I've run out of time. This is Redemption Ground Bible Church, and you can reach us at 1418 Park Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301, or you can call us at 318-938-2691. God bless you.